Okay, we're on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, last few words. V'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Now we're on Ches Amud Aleph. Minayim shenishbayin l'kayem es ha-mitzvah. Where do we learn that a person can make a shvua to keep a mitzvah? Shenemar nishbati v'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. So Gemara asks, "Ivalo mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai." Who says, "How could that work? How could bichal we have a rule that ain't shvua chal shvua, and we already have already mushba from Har Sinai that we have to keep the mitzvahs? So how can we make a shvua to keep the mitzvahs when we already have the shvua? What does it do? It doesn't chal." So Gemara answers, "Ela kamash malan deshari leili inish lizeruze navshe." So it comes to, he's coming to teach us, Rav Gidol, that a person could stimulate himself in order to do the mitzvah, to keep the mitzvahs or whatever. So the Chora bothered me. What kind of stimulation is that if it doesn't do anything? If it's not ein shvua chal shvua, so it's going to stimulate me to do the mitzvah. What's it going to stimulate me? What's the point? It's not going to. Anyway, it's not chal. So the chiddush is that. That some say that even though there's a Shem Hashem, it's not called in the Shvua, it's not called that you're taking the Shem Hashem Levatala. And that's the Chiddush. You know, is that you're allowed to do that, to say such a thing, and it's not called being, taking Shem Hashem Levatala. So Rashi says, Kamash Malan, Desharli Le'inish, Lishava, Kade Lazar is Atzma, Lekayem Es HaMitzvah. Back to the Gemara. Sorry. Well, I guess in some shvuas, doesn't have to be. You can make a shvua without it, but there could be. So. V'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Ha'omer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh Ve'eshne Mesech Dazu Neder Gadol Nadar L'Elohei Yisrael. So again, from Rav Gidol Amar Rav, the person says, "I'm going to get up early and I'm going to learn this perek, or I'm going to learn this mesechet." So he says, "Neder gadol." He's making a great neder to Hashem. So the Gemara says again, asks a similar question: "Valo mushba ve'omedu ve'in shvua chal al shvua." So what is he doing? A neder gadol doesn't have any real significance because he already has there's already a shvua. What's a shvua? So Rashi brings a couple of shitas. Let's just see. That's what we're in the middle of. Alo mushma omer, says Rashi, dichzi vishinantam shinantam levanechas. You have to learn Torah anyways. It's a richadam lat lishnos b'torah or lishnachrina. What's the pasuk? V'lo mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai dichsiv lo yamush sefer Torah zeh right v'gisa b'yom ha'malayla. Right. So, anyways, you have to learn because we have these pesukim that tell us you have to learn. So the shvu is insignificant.
It's a perek zeh. You have to learn.
Okay, that's kind of the Gemara's going to answer. Let's see. The Gemara continues and says, right. So Gemara says, and don't say, my kamash malan, dafili zruze, you could say, enachanami, zruze be'alma, enachanami, we already said it, that it's lizarezet atzmo, that's why, even if it's ein shvua chal shvua. But he says, but you can't say that, why? Because hainu de Rav Gidol kamaisa, because we already said that. Rav Gidol said he's not going to say the same thing twice. He already said that we can mizariz ourselves. So what is he adding over here that again that we can mizariz ourselves? So the Gemara therefore answers, Hakamash Malan, Kevan di Ibai Pater Navshe Bikriyat Shema Shacharis Ve'arvis Mishum Hachi Chayal Shvua Le'ah. And that since you can say that the psukim, yeah, I have to learn, but a person to be yotzi the psukim, or the shvua at Har Sinai is just that one could learn minimally, which is even hagisa yom ha'malayla could be yom ha'malayla could be kriyat shma shachris and arvis. So that's what we're mushba to learn. So I learned that. So anything past kriyat shma already, that's extra, and therefore that's what the Shvuah could be chal on, because it's the extra, and that's why it's neder gadol. Why is Yilush Lashon of neder gadol? So they say because this is a real neder. Like before, if he just makes the lizruze namshe, it's not a, he says it's not really a neder, because it's not chal. But this is mamash a neder gadol, means this is a real shvuah. It's a mishchal, you can be over and have to bring a korban if you're over, etc. Because it's a real shvuah, because it's on the extra that's besides kriyat shema.
But his neder was to learn something very specific. Where is he
mushpat
to learn this
parak? Yeah, okay, it's a kind of the same idea. There was anything past, as we're saying, past kriyat shema is, you know, the Havamina was, anything I learn is included in the mitzvah of learning. I have a mitzvah to learn, a mushpat to learn. So he said, no, the mitzvah to learn is you can get back by minimally. And after that is whatever it is, the parak, whatever it is, past.
Somebody that just says, Omer Ashkim Beshne Perek those didn't say I make a neder.
No, that itself is considered. They compare it to tztaka, right? That we learn it from the tztaka. Is that we learn from beficha that even if you just, this person says I'm going to give tztaka, it's automatically it's chal, it's a neder in itself.
Lots of times they start dafyoimi,
right. You have to be careful. Right, is a blined or how you say it? You know, it's okay. I'm going to learn. Didn't say I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish shas. Okay, depends how you say it. Also, but you say I'm going to learn tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to go to shir. You have to be careful to say that, because then it's a neder. You know, you say blined or something. Okay, any Rashi here? Yeah, says Rashi, Kevan di bai pater nafshe b'kriyat shema shachis varvis, the Kevan de kra kriyat shema ki yem lo yamush, zeh, he's yotzi that. Damar Rav Shimon bar ben Yochai, b'meseches menachas, kol akore kriyat shema shachis varvis, hare ze ki yem mitzvahs lo yamush. Kevan di bai pater nafshe mi vishinam tam, this is another possibility, it can be from vishinam tam, בקריאת שמע ויוצא בידי חובתו מאותו שבועה בדהר סיני משום הכי כי אמר, that he says שני פרק זה, that's beyond that, right? לא הבי מושפע בהכי, that's beyond קריאת שמע, and therefore כבר פרטר נפשי הכי אכל השבועה, so therefore the שבועה can be called on the extra. Okay, back to the Gemara. Another Meir from Amarav Gidol Amarav, Haomer lechavero nashkim v'nishne perek zeh. If a person says to his friend, let's get up early and learn this parak. Alav lahashkim, so the person that's saying it, he has to be there first. If he initiated it, then he has to be there first in the morning, get there first at the Beis Medrash. Where do we learn this from? Shenemar, v'yomer Eli, referring to Yechezkel, that Hashem, he says, Hashem said to me, Kum tzei elabika, v'shame deberosach. So Hashem said to Yechezkel, get up early and go to the valley, and I'm going to speak to you there. V'yitzei elabika, so he says, I went to the bika, v'inei sham kvod Hashem omed, and when I get there, Hashem was there already. So we learn from here that this idea, that just like Hashem told them to go there, and he was there first, so too, if you say, let's say to your friend, let's get up early and learn, so you have to be there first. Okay, Rashi v'nei sham kvod Elohei Yisrael omed. Okay, back to Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, niduhu b'chalom. Tzarich asara b'nei adam lehatir lo. So if a person has a dream, and in his dream he was put into nidui, so he needs 10 people to matir this nidui. Why does he need 10 people? Because there's a chashash that this was he was put to nidui by Shemaim, and it really is a nidui. Now to cancel it, he needs to basically Hashem, you know, to cancel it. So how does he get the Hashem to cancel it? So he can't just stumble go to a chacham or whatever, because Hashem put him into nidui, so he needs Hashem. So how does he do that? So he gets 10 people together, and once you have a minyan, you have the shechina, and so now it can be nullified. So then he continues, and he says, "V'hu the tanu hilchasa," and these 10 people, they have to be roi. They say that the shechina should be with them. So it has to be people that are talmid chachamim. They have to be people that learn halacha. or Gemara. Some say that the Hilchos Arin is a Gemara over here. Aval masnu velotanu, but if they learned only Mishnayos and they didn't learn Gemara, lo, it's not enough. Again, they're not as fit to have the Shechina there with them. Vileka, however, if you don't have 10 people, the Tanu Hilchasa, you know, that learned the Gemara, then afilu masnu velotanu. So then, bidiyevid, you can get the 10 people that learned Mishnah. Vileka, whatever happens if you don't have that, so you don't have any people that learn, so they just stop getting 10 people off the street, that's not going to do it. So what do you do? So Gemara says, Leizel veleisev aparshas rachim. So the person should go and sit by the crossroads. V'yahiv shlama lebei asara. So he should sit by the crossroads, and when 10 people come by, any 10 people, he should say, Shalom aleichem. And when they answer, Shalom back, 10 people, so that's going to help protect him at least, until ad demikle lebei asara degamrei hilchasa, until he'll be able to get 10 people together that learned the Gemara, they were able to defer matir his nidui. So it's a temporary thing till he gets the 10. Rashi says masnu mishnah. We said tanu is Gemara. So this last Rashi, it seems like, I don't know, maybe he had a different gears or something, because Rashi says yaif shlama lebe yasara, and he says v'kada mechayvin le havu metirin le neduya. I'm sorry? Mesivin lay, excuse me. Because a mesivin lay, when they answer him, then say shalom back to him, have a metirin lay niduyo. So I don't understand, unless Rashi had different gear side, because Rashi says, and when they answer him, so now it's matired. So then how could the Rav Gemara say, until he gets 10 people? Well, he doesn't need 10 people anymore, it's already mutar.
People are not stomach chachamim.
Okay, but then it's not mutar, it's a manashach. If it's hutar, it's hutar. So Rashi says, then it's, and the 10 people answer him, then it's matirin le neduya. So it's not. So unless it's a quasi thing until he needs a real, I don't know, but so because, but yeah, the Ran, others, they are learning that it's just a temporary measure, you know, like that takes away a punishment from him, whatever. It's just until he gets the 10 that can really mount. Plus, there's a shaila here, Bechlal, whether does he really have to keep all the, until it becomes a hutar this way, does he really have to keep the, you know, mamish the laws of nidui, people can't come in as daladamas or whatever, or is it just, again, to precaution just in case? So it's a machloika. Some learn he doesn't have to, some learn mami, it's a mamish or nidui if he has a stream with the ten.
So then how can he say shalom? If he's in nidui, he can. One of the things that they need is they cannot answer him shalom.
They don't know. It's not public.
So he has to
tell them. Doesn't the mission say that you only need 10 people for Shechina Shuri B'nayim?
Well, no, yeah, well then how do we know Afilu, you know, the thing? Yeah, but they explain over there. So if there's one, so then, you know, they ask the question over there. And it's Pirkei Avos, right? So they ask on the Mishnah, if it says even once, why? How do we know if there's 10? Just tell me, when there's one, there's Shechina. So they say there's different levels of Shechina. Right? There is a Shechina even with one person learning, whatever, but it's a different level. So I guess for this you need the top level of Shechina over here. Okay, Amalei Ravina Laravashi, Yada Man Shamte, Mahu Delishrele. Let's say you had a dream, but you saw vividly, you know, in your dream, who put you into Nidui. So then when you wake up, you know, can you go to that person and say, look, I saw that you were sent in my dream to put me to Nidui. Can you now matira? So he answers, Amalei Ravashi said back to Ravina, he says, "Not no. Why did Lashamuse Shav Yeshaliach? Lemishrei Le Lo Shav Yeshaliach? Because maybe in Shemayim they made you this guy into a shaliach to put you into Nidui, but they didn't necessarily want to make this guy in the shaliach to take it away. So therefore, it's not gonna do it." Amar Le Rav Achal Ravashi Shamte V'Sharu Le Bechelme. My, what about if they put him into Nidui, and they matu the Nidui, all that had happened in his dream. Is that good enough? So Amar Le, Rav Ashi answered back to Rav Acha, Kishem she'i efshar labar b'lo tevin, just like you can't have grain without the chaff, So kach iefshar lechalom below dvarim betalim. So too, you can't have a dream without dvarim betalim. Every dream has a dvarim betalim, and therefore you have to be choshesh that maybe the nidui par was the real part of the dream, but the hatara par was the not real part of the dream. That was the dvarim betalim. Memela, it doesn't work. Not necessarily a hutar. Rashi, kach iefshar lechalom below dvarim betalim, v'shem ha'adisharu le dvarim betalim. Maybe the hatara, that was the dvarim betalim.